Somebody who receives a field from his friend. He makes a deal with his friend that he will work on this field and give a set amount of the crops to the owner. This is called chakiras. And this field is a beis hashlochem, which means a field that needs to be watered. Rainwater alone is not sufficient. And there is a stream running through the field that he will water the field from this stream. Or the field is a beis ilan, meaning that the field also has fruit trees on the field. Yavash hamayon beniktas ha'ilon eno menakalo min chikura. If, in the case of the beis hashlochem, the stream got dried up during the term of the chakiras, or in the case of the beis ha'ilon, the trees that were there were cut down. So therefore, since there are no longer any fruit trees here, so the amount of crops he himself will receive will be less, as he will not get any fruit. Even so, he cannot subtract from the chakiras. He still has to give the same amount of the crops to the owner as they made up in the first place. The reason being, as even though in this case, as there is no mine, there is no stream, and it will be much more difficult for him to work in this field, or in the second case, there are no longer fruit trees, so he doesn't get as much produce for himself, since at the time he made the deal with the owner, he did not specify that the reason he is giving him this amount of crops is because there is a stream or because there are fruit trees, so therefore he has to fulfill the condition anyway. But if at the time he made the deal with the owner, he specified that he wanted to work on this field, bechakiris, because it is a beis hashlochem with a stream running through it, or because it has fruit trees growing on it, in that case, yavesh hamayan beniktas ha'ilon menakalo min chikuro. If the stream gets dried up during the term of the chakiris, or if the fruit tree gets cut down during the term of the chakiris, he can subtract from the amount of the crop he gives to the owner, and since he specified at the time he made the deal that the reason why he was working in this field of chakiras is because there were fruit trees or because there was a stream, so therefore, now that there is no longer a stream or that there are no longer fruit trees, he can subtract from the amount of crop he gives to the owner. Somebody who receives a field from his friend to work on it as a sharecropper, and he would give a certain percentage of the crop to the owner. And he left the field as was. He did not work on the field at all. We estimate how much crop would have grown on the field had he worked on it, and he has to give him the percentage that he made up with the owner. Even though no crops grew on the field, he would have to go buy the crop and give it to the owner to kap kosev lo, as this is what is written in a standard contract with the sharecropper. Im oiver velo avit, if I will leave the field as is and not work on it at all, or if velo avit, or if I will not work on it properly, ashalim b'meitva, I will pay the meitav, meaning I will pay the percentage that would have grown on this field had I worked on it properly. And the Mefarshim say that even if this sharecropper did not have this term written in his own contract, since this is a standard term that is written into a contract with the sharecropper, he has to pay even though in his own contract it's not written in.